This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
August 14th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capacity to broadcast any RBN program that they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see all the guests that I've ever had on the program, links to their websites, and other very interesting information. So it's really a great resource to have. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our wonderful listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, or by going to spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Mike King. He is the author of New World Order, Forbidden History from 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Again, that is TomatoBubble.com. Mike, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Deanna. Great to talk to you again.
Well, it's very nice to have you back on the program. You have a wonderful website, lots and lots of very interesting things. People can get your book there. And, well, you can make a donation to get to further access to the program. And it doesn't take a big donation. What, a dollar?
That's right. Most of the content is free. It's a tremendous amount of content. The only thing that for charge is the books and the full PDF version of NWO Forbidden History. But one can read the entire timeline from 1763 up until the eve of World War II free of charge. And if you like it, if for as little as a $5 donation, you can have the rest. It enables me to publicize the site. And some good news for you and your listeners is this site is growing and gaining an interest. And I receive emails every day, not just from seasoned conspiracy theorists, but from newcomers thanking me for providing this information. So that's good news.
Absolutely. You always want to know that your efforts are appreciated by others. And so you've put in so much work into the site and into the book and just all the links that you have over here and the timeline. I really do very much appreciate timelines. I think timelines are like a map, and you can see in any given year what has happened. That is very significant, and all these pieces fit together like a puzzle, really. And so timelines, I think, are very essential.
Yeah, sure. Well, one of the frustrations I had over the years, Deanna, in learning all this stuff is that it takes so much time to extract it and read it, and I really felt there was a need to distill this into very digestible baby bites so anybody could come up to speed and go from 0 to 100, and that's what's unique about the website. Everything is broken down, lots of pictures, lots of small bites. It's not a massive work of literature. You can just go and boom, 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 start learning. And really, I like to say you can get a Ph.D. in NWO conspiratorial studies in just a few hours.
Indeed. Now, you have a picture on the front of a guy with his fingers in his ears, and he's saying, "I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Go away." And so you have now a free report and free updates and on how to respond to people like the one that you have pictured here. And all a person has to do is fill in their email address. Now, if people already receive your emails, your free updates, are they going to get this report automatically, or do they need to fill
in? No, they'll still have to request it, even though we already have the email. If they want the report, just request it. We'll send it out.
Okay,
but that is it's a very, very powerful piece. It's all the arguments you need to deal with these people who say, "Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory." I think it's very entertaining. So at the very least, people should submit their email and get the free report. It's
okay.
Called How to Respond to an Anti-Conspiracy Theorist, and it's right there on the front page of tomatobubble.com.
Right. And so that's very important, because we all have these kinds of people in our family. We're surrounded by people who do not believe that the government could possibly have lied to us, that all of our history books are probably, they are falsified and are the victor's version of history. And of course, you have supplied the accurate portrayal of history, and particularly of World War II.
Yeah, that is, that's how my timeline started. I just wanted to do a summary of World War II, and then I found that in order to do an accurate summary, I had to go back to World War I, and then I really had to go back to the formation of Germany in the 1800s and on. So I said, let me just go back to the founding of the Rothschild dynasty. I ended up going back 250 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, see, you can't take things out of context. And a lot of people, well, let's say a few people, always wonder, well, why do you spend so much time talking about historical events? And that's in the past. Why dig stuff up? It's not relevant to what is going on today. And I disagree completely that the past is absolutely essential in knowing about what is going on today, because there's patterns, and you need to be able to pick out those patterns. And certainly the same kinds of events, the same methodology, the same control of the media, the same assassinations of people who get in the way. And you can see where all of this is controlled by a select group of people.
It's still the same book being written. I mean, if one wants to talk about Egyptian history or Greek history, that doesn't have a direct impact on what's going on today.
Right.
But the events I write about are really the opening chapters and the middle chapters of the book that is still being written. That is the book of history. So we have to understand where we were in this last couple hundred years in order to understand the disaster that's awaiting us up ahead. So it is relevant. This is not just trivia. This is not just interesting, conversation about, ancient Rome or Sparta or something like that. This is going on now. It's a self-perpetuating conspiracy. I mean, the Rothschild family, their descendants are still very prominent in this, in running the show. So that's why we have to go back a couple hundred years.
Sure. And, of course, they did initiate a lot of this, and then there are many, many, many other families that joined them. and are perpetuating this agenda of theirs.
Sure. It's not just them at this point, of course. But it's a network of networks, just a tiny, tiny criminal elite.
Sure. Okay, so speaking of assassinations, and when I emailed you to invite you on the program, I wanted you to talk about the British royal family, and particularly, we're going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Be sure and sign up for the free report, even though you may already be on the mailing list. All righty. Mike, could we talk about Edward and Hitler, the untold story behind the British King's 1936 abdication?
Yes, King Edward VIII, as we were all taught that mushy love story, how he was forced to give up the throne for the love of Miss Wallace Simpson. Well, there's some missing pieces of that story. That wasn't why King Edward was forced off the throne of Britain. He abdicated in 1936. He became king in 1936. It was January that he was coronated, and 9-10 months later he was forced to abdicate. But to back up a little bit, to go to 1933 when Hitler first came into power in Germany, from day one, the international Jewish Jewry began to agitate against Hitler and in favor of boycotts and eventually in favor of war against Germany. We have newspaper headlines here from the New York Daily Post. 40,000 war protest against Hitler. 40,000 Jews and other assorted communists packed Madison Square Garden, screaming their heads off in a rally against Hitler. He's only been in power for like a week. There were boycotts called by international Jewry. So this agitation to go to war against Germany began as soon as Hitler came into power. Now, complicating this effort to drive Britain into conflict with Germany was the fact that the Duke of Windsor, who later became king in 1936, King Edward VIII, was an open admirer of Adolf Hitler and his achievements. He wasn't shy about it. And unlike previous kings and all the current royal family, he also broke with convention in that he was not a potted plant. He was not just a royal ornament. He spoke out against some of the working conditions and the poverty of his subjects and some of the failings of the British government. So British parliamentarians, you know, they didn't like that. But when he began to openly praise Hitler's achievements, because this is the Great Depression, keep in mind, and while Britain and the rest of Europe and the United States are mired in this horrific depression, Germany, by 1936-37, they're booming. Okay? So, with someone like Edward as king, there's not going to be a war with Germany. Clearly, he had to be removed in order for this warmongering to lead to its logical conclusion. So, just several months into King Edward's reign, there is an assassination attempt against him. A man named Jerome Bannigan pulls out a revolver, and he's quickly apprehended by the king's security. And shortly afterwards, Bannigan makes the claim that he was recruited by foreign powers to assassinate King Edward. And that's really all we know about Bannigan. Pretty much the rest of it is buried. I mean, we never really come to know who paid him and who these foreign powers were, but we do know that he made that statement. So this early assassination attempt against King Edward failed. But the Marxists, the Jewish, the Zionists in Great Britain, they tried a different approach. Instead of assassinating him literally, they tried to assassinate his character. In June of that same year, or perhaps it was later on, maybe August, it was later on, several months after the assassination attempt, the Washington Post, which is was owned at that time by Eugene Meyer, a former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Zionist, they carried a front-page story breaking the news that King Edward was intending to marry an American divorcee, actually twice divorced. Her name was Wallace Simpson. And the British press then picked up on that, and they generated an artificial scandal. This was totally driven by the British press. The public at large, you know, they liked their king. They had no interest in forcing him to step down. So this was ginned up by the British press, which at that time had a heavy, heavy Jewish influence. And so after months of pressure under the phony pretext that the king should not marry a divorced American woman. He was given a choice by several puppet parliamentarians. You have to choose between Miss Wallace or you have to abdicate the throne. And on December 10th, 1936, Edward abdicated the British throne. And that's the real story, the backstory of what was behind this artificial pressure. And that was huge. That was a huge event, because with him out of the way, they replaced him with his stuttering brother that they made the movie about, King's Speech. And he wasn't going to, give the ruling British Jewish elites any trouble. At the end of World War II, fast forward, 8 or 9 years, Hitler himself revealed what a horrible loss King Edward's abdication was for Germany. He felt that had the king not abdicated, good relations could have been established with Great Britain and war could have been averted.
Right. Now, they were trying to set up King George the Fifth. Actually had four sons, Edward the Eighth, the Prince of Wales, Prince George, and the Duke of Kent. And British intelligence really wanted to evaluate all of their attitudes toward Germany as early as, before Edward became king. And so they sent in double agents to figure out, to talk with these sons, to figure out who would be the most appropriate person to have on the throne. And I think so they knew in advance that they needed to figure out what they could do to position everybody where they wanted them to be.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was enormous chess maneuverings between 33 and 39. Just kind of similar to what we see now going on in the Middle East. I mean, when there's a major war, there's often years of prep work, just like a chef has to do his prep work before cooking up the meal. So that was a big piece of the puzzle, removing Edward. I should point out that very active in this effort to remove King Edward was a group, a secretive group, called the Focus. And the Focus was made up of Jewish multimillionaires and billionaires who funded Winston Churchill, who was, in the pre-war years, he was broke. There was a stock market crash, not the 29 crash, but there was another one in 36. Churchill lost his shirt. The Focus bought up his debts. They owned him lock, stock, and barrel. And thanks to the research of the British historian David Irving, we know about the Focus. He had access to the memoirs of some of the members. He was able to put all this together.
All righty.
So they controlled Churchill.
We are going to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
that moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of New World Order, or NWO, comma, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. The website is tomatobubble.com, and you were talking about the Focus, which is a group, and it's kind of interesting that, and we talked about timelines already, that they met with Churchill on July 22nd in 1936 in London, and they figured they could use this fella.
Oh, yeah. You know, Churchill, he liked to, the drunken Churchill was very loose with his money. Someone like that is very easy to gain control over. But he was their boy, and this was the same gang also orchestrating through their media contacts, let's get rid of King Edward movement.
Right.
And the only reason we know about the Focus is because David Irving actually had access to the memoirs of some of the members.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an organization that played a huge pivotal role in 20th century history, and it was their knowledge of their existence completely buried until Irving discovered these memoirs written in their own words.
Right. And they offered him some money. They offered him 50,000 pounds. And one of the members, Sir Robert Whaley Cohen was the managing director of the Royal Dutch Shell Oil Company, or the Royal Dutch Oil Company. And so they just handed him over 50,000 pounds. And they really liked his oratorical skills. And before that, before they approached him, he rather liked Hitler. Well, at least he said some pretty positive things about him.
Well, he was not anti-Hitler by any means. He was really anti-communist. But what he was, but at a heart, what Churchill was an imperialist in the true sense.
Sure.
And he also gave indication of the type of man he was while he was serving as the Lord of the British Admiralty during World War I. It was Churchill who set up the Lusitania to be sunk.
Right.
In the hopes of drawing America into the war.
With FDR, because FDR was in the same position in America.
That's right. They were counterparts. Twice they were counterparts. They were naval counterparts, and then later on, heads of their respective countries. And Roosevelt, too, was also financed, and the state of his was paid by very wealthy Jews. So they picked their puppets well in advance, and then they groomed them. And at the same time they're doing this, they're getting rid of anyone who could stand in their way. Another giant of Great Britain who was, he did not have political power at this time, but his voice was very influential, and yet he was ignored, downplayed, and smeared. That was David Lloyd George, who was the ex-prime minister of Britain.
Right.
Lloyd George, he was an open admirer of Hitler, visited Hitler in 1936, and then wrote about his visit with him and what he saw in Germany. And he says, Hitler has accomplished a miracle. And as to his popularity, it is the worship of a national hero who has saved his country from utter despondence and degradation. I have never met a happier people than the German people. David Lloyd George said that, 36.
Right.
So Hitler had a huge fan club throughout Europe, not only through the royal families, but through the various parliaments of Europe. A lot of big names were in awe of his achievements.
Right.
So now that's why they had to choose their boy. They had to really find someone who was thoroughly corruptible, and Churchill fit that bill.
Well, his father was a good friend of Nathan Rothschild early on, and Nathan Rothschild gave him, lent him a bunch of money so that Churchill could go to Africa and make investments and whatnot. And Churchill's father, Winston Churchill's father, passed away without ever having paid that loan back. And so he was kind of indebted, to the family to begin with, to the Rothschild family to begin with.
Yeah, again, that's like the Roosevelts. Even Teddy, you go back to Teddy Roosevelt, was in the in bed with these people. J.P. Morgan was an agent of the Rothschilds. So that's how they did it. They would, snare you in with the lure of wealth and fame, and then they groom you until they need you.
Sure.
But it was the same gang. They were working on two ends. One, to get rid of their opposition, people like King Edward, and two, to build up Churchill and FDR.
Right.
And when one of these members passed away in 1943, he left 20,000 pounds to Churchill.
Huh. Yeah, well, the whole thing is very interesting when you look at even George V. It appears that his doctor didn't take really, really good care of him. And he appeared to be dying on December 12, 1935. And so his doctor just sort of hurried the process along. And so I think that, right after World War I, you had all of these monarchies were all of a sudden gone. You had the Tsar was gone in Russia. and the Ottoman Empire was broken up, and you had the Austrian-Hungarian Empire broken up. The Kaiser was gone, and the British family were really the only family left. And so they were an important family to influence, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and they were allowed to exist only if they accepted their new role as Sideshow's figureheads.
Sure.
That's the deal, and that's why they exist to this day. Because technically, theoretically, on the books, if they want to assert their power, I mean, the queen can dissolve parliament if she wants to. So, you know, in terms of the letter of the law, they still hold power, but they know they dare not use it lest they meet the same fate as the Romanovs.
Right. Yes. And they were all kind of related to begin with, because of Queen Victoria and her gang of kids and whatnot. So they were all interrelated, and so the British royal family certainly didn't want to have happen to them what happened to the Tsar, and so they had to play the roles that they were given, or else. They had a choice. You know what? They did have a choice, but they liked their life and they liked what they were doing. They liked.
In my eyes, they're useless because, if you're a royal, that confers a certain responsibility upon you. The old Latin phrase, noblesse oblige. You need to stick up for your people.
And sure.
If that means that could lead to your demise, then so be it. They've made the choice to sell out the British people. And really, the only one in the last 100 years or so who dared to stick up his head and voice his opinion was Edward.
Right.
And we know what happened to him.
Right. And even the Duke of Kent was participating in secret talks with his cousin from Germany, Prince Philip. And so, there were some other members of the royal family that really wanted peace. They didn't want war, and of course Churchill did what he could. He was the warmonger and really kind of manipulated things in Parliament to get exactly what he wanted. And the Duke of Kent was actually. Kind of, he'd been talking with Rudolf Hess, and anyway, it's just kind of a big story that is.
The few remaining royals, at that time were sympathetic to Hitler. I mean, Churchill essentially exiled them, if not literally, at least politically.
Right. And there's nothing like a good story or a bad story about what the royals are doing to make people say, well, gosh, do we want this guy on the throne? All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's American freedomsurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Be sure and sign up for that report on how to talk to your friends and relatives who consider you a conspiracy nut. So even if you belong to the email list, be sure and sign up for that report. All right, we were talking about all of the British family and Edward's abdication, and so Edward's brother became the king, but then the Duke of Kent was still kind of he was with the peace group in Britain. And he was actually talking with other people in Germany and in Portugal. And then the war came along, and the Duke of Kent relocated his family to Scotland. So do you know anything about him?
The Duke, I believe Hess, when he made his, he parachuted into Scotland, he was looking for the Duke of Kent, correct?
Well, the Duke of Kent was supposed to meet with the Duke of Hamilton at his estate. And because what Rudolf Hess, on May 10th, 1941, when he flew into Scotland, he had the intention of meeting with the Duke of Hamilton and hoped that he could arrange for him to meet the King, King George VI. And the Duke of Kent was with Hamilton at his home the night that Hess arrived in Scotland.
Oh, it's interesting. It's a shame he landed in the wrong place.
Right. I mean, it's a shame that the Brits, the warmongering Brits came in and took him away, and then of course the Duke of Kent was, I think, murdered when he was on a flight. Somebody kind of messed with his airplane, and he perished in a plane crash.
Oh, they did the JFK Jr. on him.
In August 25th, I think, 1942.
Oh, yeah, that's how they did. You know, there's some Ambassador to England, Ambassador Joseph Kennedy, patriarch
right.
of the Kennedy family, sailing back to America from England at one point. He actually sent out a wire. He was afraid. He felt that ship was about to be sunk by Churchill. This was before America's entry into the war, because it was known that Joseph Kennedy was also sympathetic to Hitler and very much opposed to embroiling the United States in the war. But Joseph Kennedy feared that Churchill would try to kill him.
Right. And Churchill had the power and the will and the connections to do that, because of his previous connections with the Naval Department and everything in World War I that you already mentioned. So when you have those kinds of connections, and when you have Jewish money behind you, then you can go ahead and pay people to do things.
And most important of all, Jewish protection racket, which is the media.
Exactly.
That gives you the power to do whatever you want. We're seeing
right.
it today with this degenerate Marxist in the White House, who he can do no wrong.
How true. Look at the the coverage that he has, and even the so-called alternative media, Fox News, so-called, you know, fair and balanced. They really, if you listen to them, I don't listen to them too often, just when it happens to be on, but they really don't divulge anything about him that they could and should. So the whole media is Jewish run, whether you call it the liberal or the conservative media, it's all Jewish run. And it's just they come at it from different sides, Marxist or Zionist, you know, Zionist for the...
Right, right. And they advance both movements at a different pace at different times, but ultimately, it's the same hand.
Sure.
But they'll always pull their punches, Fox News.
They oh, absolutely.
Punches. They won't touch certain things which are easily provable. The fraudulent birth certificate, Obama's homosexuality, the massive, massive voter fraud that was orchestrated from the White House in this past election. There's so much that Fox News won't even touch. They'll only touch those things that might rough up Obama a little bit in order to push him in a certain direction, but they wouldn't dare destroy him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they get the Roger Ailes memo each morning about what to say, and that's what they keep to. So it's pretty much controlled. Okay, so anyway, you have this massive... And you were talking about the media and their efforts to really destroy, morally destroy people. And that's what they did to the Duke of Kent also. They were claiming that he was homosexual, that he was this or that, in order to denigrate whatever kinds of efforts he was making for peace.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Indeed. All righty, we have an email question from Louise. I wonder if your guest has any idea at all why the Queen doesn't retire and let Prince Charles take over. I always wondered if it's because he wouldn't be trusted to toe the royal line. He is, after all, well known as having the most friendly personality to the commoners. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know. It seems, I mean, she's in good health. I don't know why she would, I mean, generally speaking, traditionally, isn't the monarchy similar to the papacy or what the papacy used to be in that the new monarch is after the previous one dies? The king is dead, long live the king. I don't think it's anything unusual here.
Yeah, I think she has to die or something before...
Yeah, I mean, she's not incapacitated. I mean, most monarchs just died of old age.
Unless they were murdered, like I think George was.
Well, yeah, you know, one of the things that really intrigued me as I was unraveling the last couple hundred years, I was not aware of the bloodbath, the absolute bloodbath that occurred in Europe with the royal families, just the sheer number of kings and princes who were murdered by these anarchists who we all know are in the employ of the international Jewish bankers.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, we know about the Romanovs, of course, but it was the king of Italy was murdered, the king and crown prince of Portugal was murdered, a prime minister of Spain was murdered, king and queen of Spain had a flower bomb thrown at them on their wedding day. They survived. But on and on and on, Grand Duke of Russia was murdered. Just about every country in Europe had either a king or a crown prince or a prime minister murdered by a Red or an anarchist.
Right. Well,
and including
the
McKinley.
Whole...
McKinley was murdered by an anarchist.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. And then look who took over.
How convenient. You know, he's murdered by a progressive, and a progressive, Teddy Roosevelt, becomes president.
Right, and they are crypto-Jews. The Roosevelt family are Jewish.
Yeah, sounds very close to Rosenfeld, doesn't it? It's
yes.
Actually Dutch for Rosenfeld.
Yes, and in the 30s, there was a lot of press and a lot of speculation, which I've kind of looked at, stating that, yes, he absolutely did have Jewish roots. And it's also in a book that I have over on my shelf over here that talks about all of the Jewish people, the Jewish families in America. This book also mentions that the Rockefellers also have a Sephardic background. But when you're talking about all of these people that were killed... Whoops. Okay, we're going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, and we'll pick this up on the other side of that break.